Hey, I'm Raul Campos from KCRW, and I'm here with Lance Robertson, better known as DJ Lance Rock on the hugely popular children's show Yo Gabba Gabba. Now, today we're here to talk about songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Lance, welcome to KCRW. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks a lot for having me, Raul.
What is the first song that you brought in?
First song that I brought is a track called The Rain by Eddie Gale, and he is a free jazz trumpeter who played with Sun Ra back in the day. This is something from his 1968 debut album on Blue Note called Ghetto Music. And I picked the title track because it's kind of like his opening salvo. And it's just really a fascinating song when you hear it because it has this kind of strong black consciousness mixed with this cosmic consciousness that was going on at the time. You know, hair came out and all of that kind of stuff. And it's just a really amazing track that takes you on an incredible journey.
So has music always been a big part of your life?
Music is like the universal language. It always brings people together. And that's one of the things that's really exciting about GABA, and they've always tried to stay true to that. Scott Schultz and Christian Jacobs, the guys who created it, were like, well, we want to have a show that we can watch with our kids, you know, and they're both musicians as well. So they started working on this, and it just struck a chord because kids grow up in a household where, oh, we hear punk music, oh, we hear hip-hop, there's video games, there's breakdancing, there's surfing, there's skateboarding. So it's a little disingenuous to think everything has to sound like Barney.
Right.
You know, like, not that there's anything wrong with Barney, but there's all this other stuff. So this is a show where kids can respond to something, and then their parents can respond to something, and they can share that experience together.
That was free jazz trumpeter Eddie Gale. So what's next on your list?
The next song is a track by the Isley Brothers. And there's a bit of an interesting story behind this. When I was a little kid, we lived in Leavenworth, Kansas. And every now and then we would get to go to Kansas City, Missouri, and go to the mall. And there was a music store there. And there was a contest to win a Wurlitzer jukebox. And I was, even back then, I was getting into music, so I wanted to win, so I signed up a lot of, you know, forms and entered, but I didn't win.
Oh.
I came in third place, and the third place prize was the catalog of the Isley Brothers. And I want to play a track off of Harvest for the World called So You Want to Stay Down from 1976, and this is just a track that doesn't get as much play, and it's just got a really great message, and on a track like That Lady, Ernie Isley just has that searing guitar, and this is more of a, like an acoustic thing. Like, I think he's a real underrated guitar player, and I really like to hear him play a lot, but this one's more of a understated affair.
So stay down, you refuse to be happy, yeah. To them you look broke and tired, but you're still running fast and free. Oh, keep on dreaming, hey baby.
Even though it doesn't sound like a gospel song, it has its roots in that with the message of uplift. You know, especially like the 70s were kind of tumultuous, and it just seems like, you know, just keep believing, keep on trying. So it kind of had that very positive message of you might have some adversity, but you can overcome it.
Cause it just got turned around. Oh, keep on dreaming, hey baby.
The Isley Brothers on KCRW with So You Want to Stay Down. Our guest DJ project is in effect, and Lance Robertson is here just picking tunes. What is the next song that we're going to get into?
This group is one of my personal favorites. They are a group out of London called Add In 2X. And They were an electronic trio, and this is from their second album, and that album is called Avant Hard, and this is a track entitled Metal Fingers in My Body. The late 90s, that whole kind of electronica scene was kind of burgeoning, and this was completely different. This was like a lot of analog electronics mixed with live drums and kind of like a dissonant, noisy vibe. It definitely seems like they probably listened to the band Suicide or had something like that, but it's just something that really resonated with me because most of the tracks are instrumental. This one has a little bit of vocoder in it, but it just shows you how heavy electronic music can be, and it kind of has that same sort of primal urgency like some of the early blues or like rock and roll. It definitely has that sort of undercurrent of like sex and tension, and it just has that kind of energy to it. And a lot of electronic music is kind of like wallpaper background, and this is definitely something that's more aggressive and it has a real visceral punch to it.
Add into X, Metal Fingers in My Body. So now we're going into a different direction. What do you have for us?
This next track is the title track from Iggy Pop's third solo album called New Values. And I picked this one because everybody knows the two David Bowie produced ones, Lust for Life and The Idiot. And those are great records, but for me, this record is like when Iggy gets funky. You know, it's definitely got a different vibe to it. Iggy's in fine form, like just his lyrics are pretty awesome. I don't know, I lived in St. Louis and they're one of the first punk stores out there. It was like a punk clothing, music, memorabilia, and it was called New Values. Oh, so cool. Maybe that's why it's ingrained in me, but I like a lot of his stuff, but out of his solo stuff, I listen to this album all the time.
I got a hard ass pair of shoulders. I got a love you can't imagine. Yeah, and what I got, I double. I swear I'm keeping out of trouble. I'm looking for one new value. I'm looking for one new value, but nothing comes my way.
Iggy Pop with New Values from 1979. So we reached our final selection, ending with some industrial music, ending with some pioneers.
Skinny Puppy. I lived in St. Louis for a while before I moved out here. Well, I lived in St. Louis for a long time before I moved out to L.A. And, industrial was one of the few genres that kind of took root in the Midwest before it hit the coast. So Chicago and Wax Trax was kind of like ground zero. So we would go up there pretty much at one point every weekend, you know, and see shows. I remember driving up there. The first time I actually drove up there, it was with some people I worked with at this record store, and we saw Echo and the Bunnymen. Hadn't even really left home, and like, hey, we're going to take a road trip. And I was just kind of hooked after that, and we would go back and see all these cool bands, and you just hear all this great music.
Wow.
And if you were into anything a little different in St. Louis at the time, people would, they thought it was an insult. They would call you Devo. They'd be like, Devo, which is really funny that. But I just got into that and just kind of gravitated that way.
That was Skinny Puppy, Smothered Hope, right here at KCRW.com. Lance, thank you so much for coming through, man, and playing some music for us.
I had a great time, Ro. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate that. And for a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestDJ project and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.